And in honor of Hanukkah, we present our narrator, the Reverend Dr. Abba Hillel Silver, one of American Jewry's foremost leaders and rabbi of the Temple of Cleveland.
Lirano bishuasecho, uveshem Eloheinu nidgol. We will shout for joy because of thy help. And in the name of the Lord, we shall fly our proud banners high. Hanukkah, the feast of dedication, the feast of lights, celebrates the first recorded battle for freedom of religion and freedom of conscience in the history of mankind. The first book of Maccabees recounts the stirring deeds of Judah Maccabeus and of his tiny band of faithful Jews. They struggled against the Greek tyrant Antiochus, who had forbidden under pain of death the practice of the Jewish faith. Despite overwhelming odds, the Maccabees drove the tyrant from Jerusalem, cleansed the temple, and rededicated to the one God. As Maccabees cleansed the temple, legend has it that they found but one cruse of ritually pure oil to use in the golden branch menorah. Miraculously, The oil lasted for 8 days until fresh oil could be prepared. Therefore, in every home, the lamps are lit on each of the 8 days of the festival. Hanukkah is a joyous festival in the home. The candles are lit amid great festivities. Holiday dishes are served. Gifts are presented to the children. Games are played. It is a festival to capture the heart of any child. Lights of Hanukkah continue to burn, deathless symbols of those men and women who are ever ready to give their lives that mankind may have life. These lights remind us that the battle for freedom must be fought afresh in every age.
For the Jew, the idea of freedom is inextricably linked to his vision of God's moral order. Other peoples were the first to discover the laws and beauty of the physical universe. Their scientists and philosophers taught men how to participate in the work of creation by developing the physical sciences, in so doing, soften the harshness and discomfort of man's physical environment. The Jews, on the other hand, were the first to discern the unity and glory of the moral universe. Our prophets and teachers showed men how they might become co-workers with God by perceiving and implementing his moral laws and by laboring to improve the ethical climate in which men dwell. Freedom is the prerequisite of both the physical and the spiritual advancement of man. In order to advance, Man must be free to choose between the true and the false, between the good and the evil. Freedom of experiment is the key to the advancement of man's physical well-being. Freedom of thought and of worship are the wellspring of man's spiritual health. When the Maccabees took up arms against the oppressor, they therefore fought not only for their people and their country, but for the welfare of all human beings as equal in the sight of God. Confident in the victory of the right, this little band of sturdy Judeans succeeded in rekindling the lamp of freedom in God's sacred temple. May its beacon light be the signal of salvation for all mankind. Amen.
The prayer you have just heard was offered by Rabbi Nelson Glück, president of the Hebrew Union College Jewish Institute of Religion. The chorus heard on this program was that of the School of Sacred Music, whose parent institution is the Hebrew Union College Jewish Institute of Religion, the oldest Jewish theological seminary in the world. The presentation was produced by Wolf Hecker, and the director of the chorus was David Condisser. This is Gene Hamilton speaking.